Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mortgage rates top 7% for the first time in 20 years. In a rapid climb that has all but paralyzed the housing market, the rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage averaged over 7% this week, according to a survey of lenders by mortgage giant Freddie Mac. A year ago, it was just over 3% before inflation by the government's overspending has caused the hardship to the American people. Russian President Vladimir Putin continues his rhetoric toward the American people. Putin said he will target U.S. commercial satellites with missiles if they are used to help Ukraine. The statement was issued at a policy conference in Moscow on Thursday that his country had no intention of using nuclear weapons in Ukraine and suggested it was speculation. Climate envoy John Kerry is considering leaving the Biden administration after next month's COP27 summit. Kerry's been soliciting advice from friends and colleagues on how to stay involved in climate efforts from the private sector. Elon Musk took control of Twitter Thursday night and immediately fired the social platform CEO, CFO, and their lawyers. Musk will assume the position of chief executive officer, though he may hand the position to someone else in the future. Musk plans to hold a company-wide town hall meeting on Friday. Soon to be out of a job, Republican Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming on Thursday endorsed a Democrat incumbent in the Michigan representative race to represent the state's 7th district. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham rallied for Georgia Senate nominee Herschel Walker ahead of the midterms on Thursday.
They're afraid of Herschel Walker. Because if Herschel Walker wins, that means we're not racist. And if you're a Republican, aren't you being tired of being called a racist all the time by everybody?
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Prince Salman, Saudi Arabia's energy minister, issued a warning to countries depleting their oil reserves in hopes of manipulating the worldwide markets, saying such a move could prove painful in the future. It's been revealed the Biden administration has depleted the American reserves so much there's only 25 days backup of diesel fuel in the reserves. Baseball's World Series gets underway tonight with Game 1 in the best of 7. Houston will host Philadelphia at 8 o'clock Eastern. The lockdowns brought on by the pandemic and kept in place perhaps a little too long by major teachers unions and politicians was devastating to a generation of young kids in America.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress, also known as the nation's report card, released grim results this week in the latest sign of the damage school closures wrought on our children. Math scores saw their largest drop on record, and reading scores also fell to their lowest levels since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The tests were administered to nationally representative samples of 4th and 8th graders between January and March of this year. Among students kept home during the 2020-2021 school year, high performers had more frequent access to a computer, a quiet workspace, and extra assistance from their teachers. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Liz Peek is with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Hey, Miss Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, wonderful here. Well, I'll tell you, this headline news breaking, Nancy Pelosi's husband hospitalized, victimized here. You know, crime is going up everywhere, and, you know, as we know about crime, it can be non-discriminatory. It hits Republican, Independent, Democrats alike now.
Yeah, I was going to tweet that I wasn't going to respond to this story because I don't want to say something that will sound pretty horrible. Look, they live in a high-crime city, in a high-crime state. Nancy Pelosi, amongst other Democrats, have completely ignored the crime issue, maintaining that it's a fiction amongst Republicans that loose bail policies and non-enforcing the law and undermining our cops has led to a crime spree across the country. Well, guess what? It has. And the truth is, people like Nancy Pelosi, who are protected, who are live behind gated communities, surrounded by bodyguards, generally speaking, never encounter this sort of thing. I'm sorry her husband got attacked. Maybe it'll turn out to be some crazy political opponent. I have no idea. But the truth is, everyone is vulnerable. And that is one of the reasons, Bill, while I am very enthusiastic about the midterm elections, I think normal people, and in that category, I put 90% of Americans who are not interested in all the bizarre fringe issues like transgender issues that Americans hear so much about. Normal people are watching crime. They don't feel safe, and they know who to pin the blame on. And so if there is a red wave, and I think there might be, that is one of the major reasons.
Liz, we're calling it an American wave, you know, to your point, because this transcends body politic. I mean, you've got people coming together, a majority of Americans, that just want to realize the American dream, be able to go work hard, provide for their families, offer a better life for their children, educational opportunities. And all that has been thwarted because of one party. And and if you had any doubt whatsoever, all you had to do was check into a couple of the debates the past week. I mean, it was so obvious, and I'm not talking about the real obvious stuff that even Chuck Schumer made the comment to President Biden about, saying, well, it seems like that debate in Pennsylvania wasn't all that bad, you know.
But fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the fact of the matter is to your point, exactly, is that the issues, The important issues for everyday Americans are right there, and there's only one party to blame and one president to blame, because this has all been self-inflicted. This has been of their doing, and clearly this has been a war on America's middle class and at every turn. And I think people are realizing, wait a minute, you know, we thought they were just coming after Trump. No, they're coming after us.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of us are kind of waiting to see who the Democrats blame if they get wiped out on November 8th. And by the way, a lot of these races are very close. It may not happen. I certainly hope it will. I think the momentum's with the Republicans. And in states like Georgia, for example, where Herschel Walker may not be the very best candidate we could all imagine, the truth is Brian Kemp, the governor, is so far ahead of his opponent, Stacey Abrams, and she is so horrible that I think he is going to bring him along with him across the party. I don't imagine there are going to be so many people crossing party lines that Herschel Walker won't win. And by the way, we're all focused. Isn't it interesting how we all focus on the missteps and inadequacies of GOP candidates? But the reality is, look at Reverend Warnock. I mean,
exactly.
He's terrible, terrible politician. He's incredibly left-wing. He's dishonest and so forth and so on. So, I mean, while we're all sort of gnashing our teeth over, gee, you know, Reverend Mehmet Oz could be more smooth talking or this one or that one, the truth is the Democrat opponents are terrifically bad and left wing, very extreme. But somehow we've allowed the Democrats to kind of co-opt the messaging on the quality of candidates. You know what? We'll see. But the truth is, I do think that people are looking at all these candidates, and I think they're just sort of waking up and saying, you know what, enough. Let's go back to, as you would say, traditional values. And, you know, there are these stories out there, Bill, and I'm sure you've seen them, that really do make your head explode about, and I can't remember whether it's New York. I'm in New York. My guess is it is here in our state, where they have kids being exposed to drag queens.
Yes.
Drag queens singing books and stuff. What is that? Who? I would just love to meet the person who thinks that is a valuable contribution to the education of a child. I honestly think it's so bizarre. My husband and I kind of looked, saw it on the news, and we were like, wait, what? What are they doing? And I guess nothing should shock us anymore, but boy, that one really just strikes me as so outlandish. I cannot imagine 99% of Americans thinking that's a good idea.
Well, no, this is totally nuts. And the thing is that, you know, for a small minority of people, we're accommodating this all in the name of tolerance. No, wait a minute. You know, like my old mentor used to say, you can be so open-minded, your brains fall out. And I think this is where, you know, some of these people are at. Because the thing, you know, what's more shocking to me, Liz, is that parents are bringing the kids to these events. The parents are right there. And then they have this little girl, she might be maybe 4 or 5 years old, and she's following the lead of this drag queen, twerking and doing dollar bill dances and things like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think, wait a minute.
I know.
This precious little 4-year-old is going to be 18 pretty soon. And what is going to be like for her?
Well, my guess is there will be a giant, you know, every generation kind of revolts against the prior one. My guess is all these kids are going to grow up and say, what were you thinking?
Oh, my goodness. I know. Get ready. I mean, the therapists are going to have, this is a windfall profit for therapy. You know, that's
so
all
true.
I can say. But this is nuts. You know, like one person described it, this drag queen story hour, it's, you know, men dressing up as women teaching your 3-year-old about sex.
Anyway.
End of story. Full stop, right?
From this.
Crazy.
We can move on
exactly.
Because your listeners are certainly thinking that can't have happened. It did happen. It's bizarre. But it's just sort of a reflection of our times that even the most outre thinking, as you say, in the name of tolerance, becomes embraced. Well, you know what? We should begin to develop little intolerance for the insane ideas of the far left. And I do think that's what's happening. I think voters are saying, wait a minute, you mentioned earlier something about it's all happening because of Democrats. That's not really true. It's happening because of 15% of Democrats who self-describe as very liberal or progressive. Somehow, and I think this is probably what I will conclude about Election Day, Joe Biden took office with a very slim majority of votes and decided he had a mandate to push a progressive state. Where did that come from? It never was a mandate.
No, exactly. And the thing is that we've been hard-pressed to stop him, you know, in terms of making us vulnerable again, whether we're talking our border, our energy independence. I mean, here, winter's coming. How many people are going to freeze to death?
Yeah.
I mean, I peril that thought.
It's a horrible idea. Yeah.
Exactly. Liz Peek is with us. Our conversation will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Just about 15 after.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Minutes after after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Liz Peek is with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Well, the bird is tweeting, and people inside are going absolutely nuts as Elon Musk is coming in, and maybe he might be our Obi-Wan Kenobi here when it comes to free speech, and we might have a return or semblance in correlation with our First Amendment right. Liz, what do you think?
What I love was Robert Reich, former labor secretary, coming out and saying it is so wrong to have billionaires in charge of our social media platforms. Who does he think is in charge of Facebook and Google? I mean, honestly, I looked at that and I thought, what? Can he possibly mean this? Look, Elon Musk has a huge hill to climb because this is a company that certainly was not worth the amount of money he spent on it. It's not very profitable. I don't know how he is ever going to get his money back. But you know what? If he loses a lot of money and yet we have an open and honest platform, good for him. And I think everybody should applaud that. What's amazing to me is to watch liberals completely losing their mind over this, as though having the opportunity to embrace different points of view is really a threat to our democracy. I wrote a piece in The Hill yesterday, or published a piece in The Hill yesterday about that, about this whole kind of alarmism from Democrats about our democracy is in peril. Well, what's really interesting, Bill, and I'd love to have everyone read this piece because it is, I mean, you know, people haven't really looked at a poll that came out recently, New York Times Siena poll, where it asks about this. It asks, are you worried about our democracy being endangered? And yes, 71% of Americans say they are. Why are they? Not because of Trump necessarily, not because of voter suppression. They're worried about the Democrats as much as they are the Republicans. And I think when you look at what scares people about our democracy, I think the lack of freedom of speech is absolutely one of those things. Going into the 2020 election, having Twitter and other platforms deplatform Donald Trump, get rid of the Hunter Biden laptop story, all those things, that suppression of free and open speech was quite instrumental in the outcome of the 2020 election. When people are called election deniers and they say, yeah, they don't really think that Joe Biden's a legitimate president, that doesn't mean he didn't get the vote number that they're talking about. It means that if the media had been honest, if the government hadn't stepped on or media hadn't stepped on the flow of free information, he wouldn't be president. I think that's probably true. So I think it's a really interesting topic. What's interesting also is that Democrats made this one of their big issues in this election cycle, and people are not buying it at all. Because when you look at the distorted system of justice we have, I cite the fact that Steve Bannon may go to prison for contempt of Congress. Remember Eric Holder? He was held in contempt of Congress. What happened to him? Nothing. So
exactly.
It's sort of story after story like that. People are going, well, wait a minute. Is the FBI honest? I don't think the FBI is honest. I think it's politically motivated. That worries
me. Without a doubt.
That's something that I never thought about before, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're going to have a weaponized IRS agency.
Yeah.
With 87,000 more FBI agents,
that
really?
That turn out well.
I mean, oh, yeah, exactly.
We already know what a weaponized IRS looks like. That looks like Lois Lerner testifying before Congress and pleading the Fifth. That's what that looks like. But, you know, for all this beside, the thing that is most galling about the role of Twitter and other social media platforms in the last several years is the fact that we had a brand new virus strike America and strike the world, the Wuhan virus. And almost immediately, open conversation about the nature of the disease, where it came from, what remedies might be useful, et cetera, were not allowed on social media platforms. Now think about this. This is a scientific inquiry because a lot of people died early on because they were put on respirators. It turned out that was a terrible idea. However, had you raised your hand and questioned that idea, you would have been booted off social media. You know, now they were, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're still arguing, and rightly so, about the merits of vaccines, who should get them, who should not. But again, it's called disinformation if you raise your hand and wonder, well, wait a minute, is this vaccine effective or not? And considering, Bill, that the government has lied to us on a number of occasions, as when Joe Biden came out and said, you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. He probably didn't know that that was a lie, but it was a lie. And my guess is the scientists behind him, so-called scientists like Anthony Fauci, they probably did know it was a lie, but they didn't prevent it from going out there and encouraging you to get vaccinated. So I'm pretty ripped about this, and I'm really grateful to Elon Musk for wasting a whole lot of money in buying this thing at too high a price. I just hope he can actually kind of put it together.
I hope so, too, because I believe that at the end of the day, the service for democracy and patriotism that he's rendered to the American people, it's without estimation right now. I don't know how you can, at the end of the day right now, but down the road, we're gonna look back and say, wow, this was clearly an incredible pivot point. You mentioned Anthony Fauci. I don't know if you've had a chance to see the documentary, the real Anthony Fauci movie, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health, all based on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book, best-selling book. Unbelievable. It's everything from, when Fauci first came in, to our health systems bureaucracy, the NIH, and his involvement with AIDS all the way through, and how it's been one bungle after another. But meanwhile, all honor and glory has been given to this self-appointed godlike figure of Anthony Fauci.
His
track record. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable what he did.
Imagine those words coming out of any other human being and the person not being just run over by a steamroller of public outrage. I mean, the man is so incredibly arrogant. And I have not seen the movie. I've not read the book. I got to say, I'm not sure where the arrogance comes from except longevity.
Yeah. Well, and meanwhile, he's been able to carve out a pretty good deal for himself. I mean, they get these royalties. Unbelievable. You and I have been in business, all our lives. And that whenever you create something within an organization, it belongs to that company. But not here with these scientists that work in our government. They've carved out this special royalty program that says whatever they create. Of course, they're using our money and they're working for us. And while they're on the job using our instruments and everything else, they create these different solutions
and so forth.
And then they get royalties for it. I mean they're making a lot of money. He's already the highest paid public employee. He gets more than the president of the United States, if you can believe that.
It's just
insane. But anyway, going back to what you were saying earlier, it reminded me when you talked about, liberals just being so shocked, over this whole situation, and they think that we already have a fair and open society. William F. Buckley, as you may recall, said liberals claim to want to give a hearing to other views and then are shocked and offended to discover that there are other views. Was how many years ago he said that, and that's still true today. So anyway, we got about a minute and a half left, and I did want to address the other writing that you had regarding Mayorkas. Break that down for our audience.
Oh, I think Alejandro Mayorkas should be impeached by a Republican Congress. I think that should be one of the first things they do out of the box. I really applaud the governors, Ducey and DeSantis and so forth, and Abbott, who have made it a public awareness, increased public awareness of what's going on at the border by sending migrants to other cities. Now America understands what a crisis this is for the border towns that have to deal with tens of thousands of people being let go into their communities. Get rid of this guy who has lied to Congress, who has enabled this disaster on our southern border. It can be done. It's been done before, and they need to do it.
Yeah, the numbers are so they're so gray, Liz. We really don't know what we're dealing with. It was reported the FBI said about 100 terrorists. Well, 100, what is that? Stick your finger up in the air? Well, it feels like 100. Maybe, but then you've got, how many gotaways? At least a half a million gotaways that they can't account for. So who are they?
Those are the people who evaded detection, so they're probably the more serious
nefarious
criminals.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, she's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst.
Fantasy football season is officially underway. And IBM and ESPN are teaming up once again to give ESPN fantasy football players the competitive edge with the artificial intelligence of IBM Watson. New this year, Trade Analyzer with Watson uses AI to analyze vast quantities of data to help ESPN Fantasy League players of all skill levels understand the value of a potential trade for them and their opponents. Trade Analyzer with Watson turns information such as player stats and scores, which is then turned into meaningful insights to help with roster decisions. Player Insights with Watson returns to help ESPN Fantasy football players make sense of matchups, analyze players' boom or bust chances, and assess the impact of injuries on their rosters. Corey Shelton, IBM Technical Program Director, Sports and Entertainment Partnerships.
For 6 years, IBM and ESPN have partnered on the co-creation of AI models that turn the treasure trove of fantasy football data into insights to make the digital experience more informative and engaging.
For more information, visit ibm.com/sports.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin continues his rhetoric toward the American people. Putin says he could target U.S. commercial satellites with missiles if they are used to help Ukraine. The statement was issued at a policy conference in Moscow on Thursday. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham rallied for Georgia's Senate nominee Herschel Walker ahead of the midterms on Thursday.
They're afraid of Herschel Walker. Because if Herschel Walker wins, that means we're not racist. And if you're a Republican, aren't you being tired of being called a racist all the time by everybody?
Elon Musk took control of Twitter Thursday night and immediately fired the social platform's CEO, CFO, and their lawyers. Musk will assume the position of CEO, though he may hand the position to someone else in the future. Musk plans to hold a company-wide town hall meeting on Friday. USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here with the one and only DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, I have to apologize to you because we have nothing to talk about. I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away from the midterms elections.
Well, I don't know. Close to lunchtime here. Maybe you have some recipes for me or something?
Yeah, maybe we can do something. I don't know. Maybe some chorizo tacos just for fun. Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, exactly. You're reading my mind. Yeah, exactly. Jeez,
you Mexicans are good at that, right?
Little did we know. Thank God for Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden. Now she is the culinary breakfast taco, you know, girlfriend for Mexico, I guess. Here, you know, ole.
Indeed.
Hey, look, ole. Trigger the mariachis, I'm telling you. Hey, seriously, well, I'll tell you, we finally had some debates, long awaited, Dr. Oz and John Fetterman. And I'll tell you, just as a fellow human being, I just, you know, I was disgusted more with the Democratic Party and those that would want to hold up John Fetterman as a candidate, as an example of political leadership. I mean, forget about what party, just any political leadership holding up somebody like John Fetterman as a serious candidate to the U.S. Senate.
You know, there's so many different ways in which you can both criticize and be astonished by the debate between Fetterman and Oz. I watched with the New York Young Republican Club. They had a debate viewing party in Manhattan. I was there with probably about 75, 80 young Republicans. And as the night went on, we became increasingly astonished at Fetterman's inability to respond to questions. These painful, maybe 3, 4, 5 second pauses after questions were asked. He'd start a sentence, you know, halt, stop. You know, at one point he's asked about fracking and the fact that he now says, oh, I'm pro-fracking. I love fracking. In fact, over the years, he's had many anti-fracking statements. And the question is, how do you reconcile, how do you square these two statements? Mm-hmm. And his response is like, I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I support fracking. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, barely sentence fragment. You know,
exactly.
Fragment.
Were you surprised on that follow-up question? I was.
I thought the moderators in all the debates, I saw both the Fetterman-Oz debate and the debate between Lee Zeldin and Kathy Hochul and to be governor of New York. I thought the questions were very, very good, straight down the middle, good follow-ups. We didn't have any candy crawly moments where somebody stepped in and said, oh, that's not right, you're mistaken.
Right.
And
right.
Trying to, or even Chris Wallace, I thought, in the debate, the final debate between Biden and Trump, seemed to put his thumb on the scale. I didn't see any of that last night. I thought the moderating was quite well handled, and the questions were, you know, good, tough, intriguing, challenging questions for both sides. I thought that was very good. But Fetterman, as the night went on, I thought his level of inarticulation became impossible to miss. And if this had been a 90-minute debate and he had to go another half an hour, I think he might have just collapsed. I mean, he seemed like he was having trouble breathing. It was really quite amazing. I've never seen a worse performance by a political contender of either party in my life that I can recall.
I think what this brings up is a practical argument for, you know, having debates sooner, not after you've got early voting taking place. I mean, to me, that is a disservice to the voter politic, isn't it?
I have no doubt there are people who saw that debate last night who voted early for Fetterman and said, uh-oh, I want my ballot back. Well, honey,
right.
Too late. It's in the pile. We can't pull it out now. It says either, well, two things. One is early. Everyone's got a debate, number one. Number two, earlier debates. And number three, I think this whole early voting thing is a catastrophe. We need to go back to voting on Election Day, you know, as the law says, the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. It doesn't say the first Tuesday after the first Monday in September, or, you know, Election Day minus 8 weeks. In 2016,
exactly.
There were people voting in North Carolina for president between Trump and Hillary Clinton about 3 weeks before their first debate. They were voting right after Labor Day. This is awful. This is sick for this reason. You know, you also could have, independent of all the difficulty of not having full information, kind of like, you know, the jury saying, all right, judge, we're ready to deliberate after hearing just two witnesses in a murder trial. You also have the problem of, you know, let's say, for example, if people voted early in Florida, and then we have, the state where you live, Hurricane Ian come in and knock out, let's say, if people had ballots in Fort Myers, you know, you could have had the registrar of voters' office destroyed and a bunch of early ballots just washed away into the Gulf of Mexico. You know, I think there was, I just saw the other day, there was a fire with some absentee ballots. I don't know if those are cast already or if they were blank. I don't know which. But some truck full of absentee ballots just went up in smoke.
No, those were probably absentee ballots left over from 2020.
Well, that's exactly, yeah, or maybe 20, yeah, or maybe even a
2000. My cynical mind just takes me there. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I don't blame you for that. But, you know, you could have, again, independent of fraud, independent of anything else, you accidents can happen, fires can happen, floods can happen, plumbing accidents can happen. So the idea of just having ballots sitting around, not just for one day and then getting counted, but for weeks and months, just increases the opportunity for things to go wrong, either nefariously or through accidents or whatever. So we really have to go back to Election Day and just get away from this. I think it's a political cancer of early voting.
Well, I'm all for a legitimate federal holiday, voting day. Everybody take the day off. We go in, paper ballot, do it there. I mean, it's interesting, DeRoy. I know in Ohio they're battling an issue here because, you know, the candidates have a right, according to their state law, to view the data, right? And because the state is now under operation of different voting machines, they can't access the very thing that their Constitution says that they have the right to access. So people are crying out foul, and as they should. I mean, this is a constitutional issue for the state. And the state is so committed, and these people are so committed to these machines that they say, well, you know, We can't give you that information. Well, no, the information is there. You just have to give us the codes so that we can access the information, which is our right based on our Constitution. This is going to the state Supreme Court, and I think it may end up at, the big Supreme Court before it's all said and done, because this is not just the only state where this is taking place.
Yeah, well, you've got that challenge. There's that one. You've got the potential for hacking going on. You've got all these mass mail-in ballots that go out that end up. This was a real problem in Clark County, which is basically Greater Las Vegas, Nevada. They're just dead. They're devoted. The Democrats are the ones who implemented this mass mail-in ballots, whether people want them or not. You know, you may want to go vote at your local precinct, but hey, you know, the government's going to send you a mass mail-in ballot. I know somebody who lives, grew up in Nevada. She now lives in New York City. Her parents are getting her absentee ballots. Even now, she's lived in New York 5-60 years, still getting ballots.
Yeah.
Now, I assume they're honest people, but if they weren't, they could fill that thing out and forge your signature, drop it in the mail, and I don't think anybody would be any the wiser, especially when the Democrats in Clark County deliberately lowered the used to be the standard was that your ballot had to be, I think it was something like 75%, similar to the signature you have on file. They said, oh, let's push that down to 60% or something. Why would you make it easier to forge a ballot unless you think, okay, we're going to have people forging ballots to help us out? I can't understand any innocent explanation for that. They'll say, oh, COVID. Does COVID reduce your ability to sign your ballot properly? Does it wreck your handwriting? I don't think so. So there are lots of problems with our election system. I say that it's a third world election system. I think it's worse than a lot of third world countries.
Exactly.
A lot of third world countries have voter ID. After you vote, you got to stick your finger in an inkwell so your finger's purple. If you show up to vote again somewhere, they'll say, well, you have a purple finger. Get out of here.
Yeah,
you don't do that here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a worse than third world election system in the United States of America. It's shameful and it needs to be cleaned up top to bottom desperately as a matter of highest national urgency.
Well, the thing that's amazing is to hear the Democrats is they're the protectors, of voter integrity to make sure that everybody counts. But when you break it down and you actually see what they're doing, like you said, they're more accommodating for cheating than they are for, for holding the ground and the principles of a free and fair voting process.
The best example of that is something that happened a few years back in Virginia. The state legislature put on the desk of the governor a bill that said if there's any election in which there are more ballots cast than eligible voters, there will be an investigation to determine how, let's say, for example, you have 100,000, I'm making up the numbers here, 250,000 people in Fairfax County, 250,000 voters in Fairfax County, but there are 275,000 ballots, 10% more ballots than there are actual adults who could vote, meaning 110% turnout.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
No Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy, whether it's Terry McAuliffe and others, time and again, they have, they have accommodated the ability to cheat. As you and I have had this discussion on many occasions. Sadly, I mean, when you talk about a particular party and you say this is the party of voter fraud, we don't say that casually. I mean, clearly there's empirical evidence that they are the ones that have promoted time and again voter fraud, even though their former attorney general, if you remember, Eric Holder, looked in the camera. I'll never forget. I can still see him looking in the camera, square eye to eye to the American people, telling them with a straight face, there's no such thing as voter fraud. It's impossible for voter fraud to occur in America.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's no evidence. It never exists. You and I are hallucinating. We're on really strong LSD when we talk about this. If you want to look at evidence of vote fraud, the Heritage Foundation has a fantastic database.
Yes.
Where they list not just accusations or rumors or questions about, but actual convictions, and not criminal, or rather not just civil penalties, but criminal convictions. And the last I looked, they had something approaching 1,200, about 1,161, I think it was, actual criminal convictions for vote fraud, going back to about the year 2000 or so. It's a great database. You can take a look. And there are some, yes, there are some Republicans who've committed vote fraud, but they're, the vast majority of these are Democrats. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're just, you know, widows voting on behalf of her dead husband, you know, that sort of thing. You feel sorry for the widow, but no, sorry, honey, that's not legal. But in other cases, you've got very organized conspiracies on the part of office holders to stuff ballot boxes, to fake registration, to engage in all sorts of skullduggery. Sometimes these are party officials, and in some cases just one or two votes. Other cases it's hundreds of votes. In some instances, judges have had to come in and say, "Okay, this was a tainted election. We have to have a revote because this is so tainted by fraud." So, and again, you can debate about what we do or don't do about it, but the idea that there's no evidence of vote fraud is an L-I-E lie. There is widespread evidence of vote fraud. Heritage Foundation database has it laid out. Just start there, and you will be astonished at what you'll see.
And what's so frustrating for the American people, DeRoy, I hear, is that, look, at we see these, we have a question. I mean, like in 2020, you can't say we have our doubts, we have our, you know, this doesn't seem to make sense. You know, the Democrats have been able, along with the help of the mainstream media, social media outlets, and everybody else, to negate people's opinion just to say, look, at there's something wrong here. There's just something, it doesn't add up. And so we're maligned, but meanwhile, nowhere in all these 2.5 years have they even presented a case to say, let me explain to you why it was reasonable for Joe Biden to get 80 million votes and for him to be elected president. I've not heard any case whatsoever on this.
Oh, well, I mean, the case is obvious. He's brilliant, articulate. I'd say why have the wisdom of Solomon, honest. A paragon of virtue. I mean, this is why you earn 80 million votes. And by the way, excellent ideas. You know, fantastic ideas for public policy. I think that's why he got 15 million more votes than Obama did. That's the explanation.
Yeah.
A great public servant. Well, that's why.
Yeah, you just have to believe that. All right, speaking of debates, let's talk about New York. Lord have mercy. I mean, Governor Hochul has no idea on crime. I mean, she is out of gasolina.
No hay gasolina para la gobernadora. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, she was hammered on this issue by Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin, a congressman from Long Island, Republican nominee, has been hammering her on crime. As the crime has surged here, right, on the subway, on the streets, everywhere. And her response always is, oh, gun control. And Zeldin made a very good point, which is, look, if you're sitting down having a piece of pizza and somebody crashes a chair over your head, or you are standing on the subway and somebody shoves you on the tracks with his bare hands, or somebody goes up to you with a knife and stabs and kills you, gun control would not have helped. And if she said, we need chair control, we need shoving arm control, we need knife control, then maybe you could say that, all right, whether you agree or disagree with the policy, at least it's creative. But her just knee-jerk cliche response is gun control. And we have all kinds of people in New York City who are being victimized by crime where there are no guns involved. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't have any response for that. And as he pointed out, you know, he said that this debate had gone on for halfway through debate. She said, he pointed out that, you know, you've not talked about locking up anybody. And her response was, quote, I don't know why that's so important to you. Just know why it's so important to lock up criminals. Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Well, the deal is, the only thing that drives me nuts, I don't know about you, but she constantly says, yes, we must do a better job. Well, how long has she been there?
Yeah.
How long? I mean, and okay, so what have you been doing in the last, what, year and a half, 2 years, since you've been governor? You know, it's not gotten better. It's been moving in the wrong direction. I mean, if you look at all the numbers, you know, if you're saying you must do a better job, well, then whatever you are doing right now is terribly wrong because the numbers are all moving in the wrong direction.
She's done nothing. I can tell you that she has defended cashless bail, this idea that, and we've seen it over and over, people commit crimes, serious crimes. This guy, for example, who went through a McDonald's with an axe and started waving it around and scaring people, chopping up a table, chopping a glass wall.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Unbelievable.
He was back on the street in no time. There was a guy who walked up to Lee Zeldin, again, who was campaigning upstate, and jumped on stage, put this sharp keychain-type weapon up to his neck, threatened to kill a sitting congressman and gubernatorial nominee. He said, you're done. And he was arrested. He was back on the street the next day. And Kathy Hochul, Governor Hochul's response to all this is, well, you know, I need more data before I can determine whether cashless bail needs to be abandoned. And you want data? Just turn on your TV every single day. We see more people attacked, many of them killed, back on the street, back on the street, back on the street, over and over. Sometimes it's for robbery. People are back on, you know, 44, 99. One person was arrested and released 102 times. I mean, you can't make stuff up. And her response is, you know, I need more data. Unbelievable.
Go talk to the surviving families, DeRoy. Talk to the surviving families. I mean, and it's not like you're going to be hard-pressed to find, you know, hundreds of surviving families that have stories. I mean,
yep.
I mean, how deep data do you need? I mean, you can get hard data, but I mean, hey, well, but, you know, as a representative of the people that you say you are, go talk to the people.
Yeah, you easily could find people in this state who can say, well, you know, my dead mom, my dead husband, my dead brother, sister, son, whatever it is. And they'll tell you. They'll tell you all about what being victimized by crime is for their deceased loved ones and themselves as survivors. You've got people who are victims of robbery, victims of shoplifting, stores that have had to shut down because they can't handle all these losses. There's a Duane Reade drugstore right around the corner.
Yes.
Almost every day. Right. And they've had, I've stood there where people are just taking merchandise and walk right out the door.
Unbelievable.
Cashiers just roll their eyes and go, here we go again. You know, 3-4 times
here
a day.
Go again.
People just pack up stuff and walk out. Don't pay for it. 100% discount. And wow. When they have security people there, which is very expensive, they can reduce it if there's no security. People just rob the place because they know there are no consequences. Alvin Bragg, the DA for Manhattan, no interest in prosecuting people. He's sort of a kind of runs an Uber ACLU at the former prosecutor's office. And unless you actually go up and shoot someone between the eyes, they have no interest in bothering with you. They'll just put you back on the street so you can return to your criminal career at with all deliberate speed.
Yeah. Why doesn't Duane Reade, what they ought to do is just prepackage a bunch of boxes of stuff that these people steal and just leave them there at the front door so it's contactless in the name of COVID. It's contactless thievery.
Yourself,
huh? What do you think?
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
just another. Help. See, you heard it first here with Bill Martinez and Duane. See, we're here to solve problems. And, I mean, why not make it easier for, you know, these criminals? You know, just, hey, just pick a box and we've got it. It's around that $1,000 range, a little less than, so you're okay. Help yourself.
Shoplifting. Brilliant. I love it. The ultimate in American retailing, contactless shoplifting.
Hey, that's the new headline for your next commentary, DeRoy. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Yeah, the thing is, what Kathy Hochul could do was maybe just turn to her right and even, you know, you talk about having a conversation with victims and talk to Lee Zeldin about what his family was subjected to when people were firing bullets, you know, through his living room window, and his daughters knew enough to, you know, escape as best they could, but to protect themselves and not be injured, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that you've got a guy who's running against crime as his main issue, and as I said earlier, he had somebody come up and put a sharp object to his neck, and then a few weeks later,
yes, exactly.
He's out campaigning, and a drive-by gangland shooting type of thing takes place out in a very comfortable, prosperous suburb in Long Island. His two little twin girls, age 16, filling out and doing their homework on a Sunday afternoon, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and bullets start flying. One of them landed 30 feet away from where they were sitting. They then run upstairs to the attic and lock the door and call 911. I mean, talk about the problem coming home to roost or coming
exactly.
One guy under his porch hiding with covered in blood, another one hiding behind a bush covered in blood, right on the property. Oh. GOP nominee for governor.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Before, you have to believe him after that.
Got about a minute left here. I'll tell you, is Suter Dixon a rising star or not?
Very much.
Was she impressive?
She was very good. She was well spoken, calm, knew her stuff. Looked and sounded great, and I think we now have Governor Whitmer on the run in Michigan. We have a lot of Democrats on the run across the country. I hear they're now putting money behind General Bolduc, who's running against Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. Nancy Pelosi's had to shift $2 million away from trying to hurt Mike Garcia, Republican in California, to defend her own liberal Democrats. So the momentum is very much with the Republicans, and over the next 2 weeks, people have got to knock on doors, make phone calls, register to vote, bring people to the polls, and do all the grassroots work it's going to take to make this prediction of a red tsunami turn out to be the reality of a red tsunami.
Exactly. The caution to the Republicans is don't screw this up, okay?
Don't screw it up.
Very simply. Yeah, exactly.
Don't stop.
Without a doubt. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.